And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. As well as your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe and Sibling Ace Hardware. Also, by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. And we're going to get you started with some local news. Kyle Lee Marks, facing a felony charge of assault by strangulation, has waived his right to a preliminary examination in Huron County District Court this last Friday. This action is part of a plea offer where Marks would plead guilty to assault by strangulation and a second habitual offender charge. In return, prosecutors agreed to dismiss a domestic violence count and forego additional habitual offender notices. Marks is also committed to paying restitution. The court has bound Marks over to the circuit court for arraignment, scheduled for April 27th at 9 a.m. Bond conditions remain as previously ordered. And in Huron County District Court proceeding this week as well, Justin Michael Whalen, facing charges of operating while intoxicated or impaired third offense, a felony, waived his right to a preliminary examination. The prosecution, represented by Timothy Rakowski, offered a plea agreement allowing Whalen to plead guilty to the OWI third offense by certified court arraignment, and the offer included no objection to sentencing to TRSC, or Thumb Regional Sobriety Court, if recommended and accepted in the dismissal of all remaining counts. Defense attorney Michelle Sieve represented Whalen, and the court found Whalen knowingly and voluntarily waived his right. His case is now bound over to the circuit court for arraignment on Thursday, April 27th at 9 a.m., while bond continues as previously ordered. And a court hearing took place on Friday, April 10th, involving a man named Mark Wesley Rolfe. He's facing several charges related to inappropriate behavior towards two teenagers. During the hearing, two former employees shared their alleged experiences. Both said they worked for Mr. Rolfe at different times and described situations where he allegedly asked very personal questions and made them feel uncomfortable at their work. They also alleged that he sometimes touched them in ways that were not appropriate and continued even when asked to stop. The young women also explained that Mr. Rolfe gave them gifts, which they felt made the situation more confusing and harder to speak up about. One of them said she was afraid to tell anyone at first, but years later decided to share her story with a police officer. The lawyers on both sides shared their arguments. Prosecution said the evidence shows that Mr. Rolfe acted inappropriately and used his position of authority to pressure the young women, while the defense argued that there was not enough proof and pointed out that the reports were made at a much later date. After reviewing everything, the judge said there was enough evidence for the case to move forward, and the judge said the actions described could meet the legal definition of the charges. The case will now continue to a higher court, with the next hearing scheduled for Monday, April 27th. And we'll be right back with some national news next after this message from More Motors and Ace Hardware.
The King of Cars.
This is Denny King, the King of Cars, with More Motors in Cairo.
More Motors in Cairo.
Spring has officially hit the Thumb, and More Motors in Cairo is kicking the doors open with two of the hottest Ford deals of April. If adventure is calling your name, answer it in a 2026 Bronco Sport Big Bend, built for Michigan backroads, muddy trails, and right now you can lease for just $412 a month. That's less than $14 a day, all with no money down. That's right, zero down. Just sign and go. And if the full-size Bronco is more your thing, we have plenty in stock and ready to lease for only $493 a month, with no money down. That's less than $17 a day, and the deals don't stop there. Ford has incentives throughout their lineup. So what are you waiting for? Come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars at More Motors in Cairo, the Thumb's number one dealer of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, all under one roof, and take advantage of these limited-time offers before they're gone. Come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, and see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Cairo for 61 years.
Lease deals are with $0 down on a 36-month lease at 10,500 miles per year. Tax, title, license, first payment, dealer fees extra. Offer subject to credit approval through Ford Credit. Restrictions apply. See more Motors and Caro for details. Offers expire April 30th, 2026.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Seaboing Ace Hardware.
And we are back with your national news. And your international news. Following their successful splashdown in the Pacific Ocean yesterday, the four crew members of the Artemis II mission are undergoing medical evaluations aboard the USS John P. Murtha today. The mission, which was the first human flight around the moon in over half a century, is being hailed by NASA as a flawless execution of deep space capability. The crew, led by Commander Reed Wiseman, released a joint statement this morning urging global unity. They described the view of Earth from the lunar far side as a fragile lifeboat, a sentiment that NASA hopes will invigorate international cooperation for the upcoming Artemis III lunar landing mission and scheduled for late 2027. And a little fun fact for you, Artemis in Greek mythology is the name of Apollo's twin sister. Kind of fitting that they chose Artemis as the name for this lunar flight, given that Apollo was the first set of lunar flights. And as national gas prices soar due to the conflict in the Strait of Hormuz, tribally owned gas stations in states like Oklahoma, Arizona, and New Mexico are reporting record long lines. Because these stations are located on sovereign land, many are able to offer fuel at significantly lower rates than state-regulated competitors by bypassing certain local taxes. While this provides relief for commuters, it has sparked a legal debate in several state legislators regarding tax revenue losses, and tribal leaders argue that their price points are a vital community service and a right of their sovereign status during a national economic crisis. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for Guam as Typhoon Sinlaku approaches the territory. Meteorologists expect the storm to make landfall by early Monday morning, bringing potential flooding, sustained winds of up to 120 miles per hour, which would classify it as a major Category 3 storm. FEMA has already prepositioned supplies and emergency response teams on the island, and local authorities have opened 15 emergency shelters and are urging residents in low-lying areas to evacuate immediately, as the storm's outer bands have already begun to cause power outages. And less than 24 hours after a 32-hour Orthodox Easter ceasefire took effect, both Russia and Ukraine have accused each other of launching fresh artillery strikes. The Kremlin declared truce was intended to allow civilians to observe the holiday, but reports from the front line suggest that the fighting has not subsided at all. In Kyiv, officials dismissed the ceasefire as a cynical trap used by Russia to reposition troops. Meanwhile, Moscow claimed that Ukrainian forces ignored the stand-down order and targeted Russian positions. All of this highlights the deep mistrust that continues to stall any meaningful peace negotiations. And the Iranian Revolutionary Guard issued a stern warning today, stating it will deal severely with any military ships transiting the Strait of Hormuz without prior authorization. This escalation comes immediately after the failure of peace talks in Pakistan and a U.S. Navy operation to clear mines from the critical shipping lane. The UN maritime chief has responded by insisting that Iran has no legal right to charge tolls or block the international waterway. Global shipping companies remain on high alert, with many diverting vessels around the Cape of Good Hope, a move that significantly increases the cost and time of global trade. And during his Sunday address at the Vatican, Pope Leo XIV delivered a pointed critique of the world's major powers, specifically calling out the delusion of omnipotence that he believes is fueling the war in the Middle East. The Pope urged world leaders to abandon their pursuit of military dominance in favor of humanitarian compassion. That address was particularly critical of the escalating violence in Iran and Lebanon, where civilian casualties have mounted. The Vatican is currently coordinating a major humanitarian aid mission to the region, despite the ongoing hostilities and the breakdown of formal diplomatic channels. We'll be right back after this message from the AVS Tech Team.
This is Paul from the AVS Tech Team. I'm one of the certified technicians who can help you with your computer repair and networking needs. Got a virus? No problem. Broken screen? We'll fix it. Ready to upgrade to a new PC? We've got those too. We'll even come to you for bigger projects that require on-site work at your home, farm, or business. No project is too big or small, and it's all done for an affordable price. We're offering our PC scan and clean service for only $65. That's a $10 savings and gets you a complete tune-up on your computer. So give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our offices in Pigeon or Sandusky to get your computer running at its best.
Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through April 30th, 2026.
And we are back. We have no obituaries to report at this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.